And then we dropped her off. So it was me, my husband, Carlo, because they are so close, and my brother, Maurizio, and one of our friends that actually works at the bakery, June, he helped us drive the box truck down there.
Oh, brought her with the box truck.
We did. And it's funny because when we pulled up with the Carlo's Bakery box truck,
oh, yeah,
everyone was like, oh my God, what is that truck doing here?
Right. Like, who got a cake? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to What's Up, Cuz. I am your co-host, Erica Spira.
And I'm Lisa Velastro.
And we are back with a great episode this week. Thank you all so much for sending your questions. If you want to send us a question, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So, as always, what is new, Lisa? How have you been?
I've been good. You know, listen, summertime is always a great time. I love the warm weather. I have to say, it's been a little bit of a different summer, obviously. We didn't even go down the shore that much this year, but still enjoyed the warm weather. It was a rainy summer. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, recently some scary rains with the hurricane coming through.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Things that you never thought you'd see in New Jersey, you're seeing. So, you know, global warming, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, it's right in front of our faces. What can I say? But so exciting in my life. Well, as you know, Erica, we dropped off my baby girl at college.
I know. You've talked about you were stressing about it.
I was stressing about it. And, you know, up until like the week of, I kept talking to myself saying, I need to be strong. I need to be strong. I don't want to, you know, break down because I want her to know how happy I am for her. And I did. I was strong.
Okay.
I have to say, like, I don't know what I did to put up this front. But we got everything she needed. We labeled everything. I mean, I shouldn't say we. Sophia took on pretty much 95% of everything.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's a good kid. She took she did everything. She ordered everything she needed. You know, I helped her pack her clothes and organize a little bit here and there. And then we dropped her off. So it was me, my husband, Carlo, because they are so close, and my brother, Maurizio, and one of our friends that actually works at the bakery, June, he helped us drive the box truck down there.
Oh, brought her with the box truck.
We did. And it's funny because when we pulled up with the Carlo's Bakery box truck,
oh yeah,
everyone was like, oh my God, what is that truck doing here?
Right. Like, who got a cake?
Yeah. So it's really crazy. I have to say, I don't know how other colleges do it. I can only speak for University of Delaware because that's where she went, and it's my first child. But there's different buildings where the kids dorm, and in our building there was the women's lacrosse team.
Oh wow.
Helping everyone bring stuff up to their dorms. Yeah, that's why you have to label everything with your name and room number.
Yeah,
because you literally drive up to behind the building, you unload everything on the sidewalk, and everyone just starts grabbing stuff and bringing them up to your room.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Oh my God.
Anyone I know going to college didn't have a team of people helping.
It was amazing. But it wasn't just for us. It was for everybody in
the
building.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's funny because, you know, my brother, he's 11 years younger than me. And he remembers helping friends move into colleges.
Oh yeah.
And he was dreading the process because it was literally one of those days that it was like 110 degrees. And he's like, oh God, look at all this stuff. We got to bring it up two floors. So when we got there, it's funny. He goes to me, he goes, I got out of the truck and all of a sudden the angels came and appeared.
Yeah.
And
some in-shape college athletes
at
that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's heavy, but I guess you can do it.
Yeah, you're like, okay, girls, we'll come to a game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love lacrosse, but they were a godsend, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And we got everything upstairs, and then I walked up to the hallway, and I'm like, OMG, where am I fitting all this stuff in this tiny, tiny room?
That's the game.
So I was like, all right, I need to figure out this jigsaw puzzle. I've never done it before, but we're going to figure it out. And I have to say, my husband, my brother, they were such big helps. Thank God they came.
Yeah.
My husband put together, you know, the whole TV, and he made sure the internet was working with everything. And my brother helped with raising the bed and hanging all the picture frames. with like thousands of commando strips.
Oh yeah.
You know, and we literally fit everything, Erica. If you can imagine, mm-hmm. we fit everything.
That's always the challenge.
And she had room to spare.
Good.
So she's like, maybe I'll take some more clothes then. I'm like, if you want, because I didn't think you were going to have enough room. But it was amazing. It was amazing. Her room turned out amazing. Then it was time to leave.
That's when it's hard.
And I was strong. I have to be honest. I was like, in your mind, you think about other things because you don't want to break down. Mm-hmm. But then my daughter broke down.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Look, I'm getting teary-eyed now. Oh, she broke down, and then I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
But we had to leave fast because then I don't want my little one to start breaking down because, you know, he's been having a rough time the last couple of months, like knowing that she was leaving. And I was like, okay, you know, we'll see you in a couple weeks, you know? Yeah, and then we literally left fast.
Yeah, there's usually like a parents' weekend or something quick or homecoming. Yeah,
but let me tell you what I did.
What?
And thank God my best friend told me about this right when they graduated in June. She said to me that, because she has an older daughter, mm-hmm. and she said that when her older daughter went to college, someone told her to do open when envelopes. And I said, what the hell is an open when envelope?
Oh, I've heard of this.
I've never heard of it in my life.
I haven't heard of it for a college kid. I've heard of it. It's like more of like a romantic thing. I've
heard really?
Of it. Yeah.
Well, apparently it's a thing because I went on Etsy and they have open when letters for college students.
Oh, okay.
And I've been working on this project secretly the whole summer.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I probably did go a little bit overboard because it's supposed to be like an open when small box. Well, my small box ended up being 35 open wens. And they weren't letters, Erica. They were gifts. They were little gifts. Yeah,
oh,
normal
I
people
assuming
do
it's a
letters.
Letter. Oh, okay.
But there's nothing normal about me.
Yeah, okay.
And I hid it from her this whole time. Uh-huh. And when we got to the college, I still hid it from her. And when we left, I said to her, when we leave, when we, you know, go downstairs, I left a surprise there for you. I want you to go look at it. And she was so shocked and loved it. She opened up, you know, there was rules and regulations you have to follow first.
Okay.
Like open only when it applies. You must take a picture with it.
Oh, okay.
Open sparingly, you know, stuff like that.
Is each one like open when you miss this? Like,
yes.
Do they say specific things?
So the first one was open when we leave you at college.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the other one's like, we're open when you miss your baby brother. Open when you miss your mom.
Oh,
open
so
when you miss your dad.
Very specific. Okay.
There were some funny ones in there too, I have to be honest. So Sophia has a communal bathroom. So she shares a bathroom with 15, 20 girls.
Yeah, that's how mine was, yeah.
So I did the open wens, I did myself.
You pick what they say.
I did. You don't have to, but I did because, you know, everyone's different.
Right.
So, and I did one that says open when you take your first poop at college.
Oh, that's funny.
And I wrapped a little bottle of that poopery spray.
Yeah, that spray. The spray's great.
Yeah. And then like there was open when you go to your first party. And I wrapped those little pink mace.
Oh, okay.
Keychain mace things.
I didn't think it was going to be mace.
Hey, listen,
I thought it was
going
to be like something to wear.
Another one was open when you go to a party and want to stand out. And I bought her those glow in the dark bracelets.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Yeah, like there was cute ones. Open when you miss your dogs. And there was little figurines of her three dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like so many of them. I know that we're going on vacation for spring break with the kids and she can't come because she has class.
Yeah.
So I did one open when we go to Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like socks and a pajama set with palm trees.
Oh, that's so cute.
So, you know, I mean, I have to say, she seems to be doing great.
Yeah.
She loves it. Sophia needs to come out of her shell a little bit. She never was a partier or liked to go out. She always liked her friends to come here and she liked to hang with us. But I think she's starting to like learn to balance. Mm-hmm. She'll go out a little bit, but she'll stay in a couple nights too. And she's doing great with her classes. She already had a test and she aced it. So
good for her.
I'm happy for her. I'm really, really happy for her. And just knowing that she's happy and doing great makes it all better for me.
Well, I was going to say, when you leave, like the actual leaving, Were you almost trying to play it cool, almost like after guys do after a date where they're like, okay, I'm not going to call for this amount of time?
I wasn't actually. Believe it or not, Sophia calls me a lot.
Oh.
Even before I pick up the phone to call her, she's already calling me.
Okay.
So, and I love that. I love that every morning she, you know, texts me when she's on her way to class, when she gets to class. I mean, listen, I don't know how long it's going to last. I hope it lasts forever. But she's pretty good with checking in.
Okay.
You know, if she goes out at night, she always texts when she comes back. So I can't complain.
Do you know by chance her exact class schedule? Do you like have
I do.
A copy
she left.
Of it?
She actually, she made me a copy of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very different than Sophia. I remember. So I went to college. Delaware from you is what, hour and a half, 2 hours? It's not that far.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay, so it's not that far. But so I went like 3.5 to 4, depending on whatever traffic. And I remember one day I got a text from my mom that she was like, "Can you send me your class schedule?" And I responded back, "Why?" And she goes, "What do you think I'm going to show up?" I was like, "Yeah."
That's so funny.
Like, you wake up early. You could be here by the time I'm waking up.
That's crazy.
She's
but...
like, "You think I have nothing better to do?" I'm like, "It's not that. It's just, I can see it happening." You're like, "I knew you were off today."
That's so funny. Yeah, no, Sophia printed me out her whole schedule before leaving.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a different breed than I.
Yeah, no, she's a good girl. I mean, listen, out of four, so far one, check.
Not bad, yeah. Do you think she's going to join, like, any Greek life? I know it's big at Delaware.
It is very big at Delaware. The girls usually, is it called rushing?
Yeah, you rush whatever.
Yeah, the
semester.
Girls usually do it second semester,
mm-hmm.
where the boys do it first semester.
Yeah, my brother was, right when he got there, he did
Yeah,
it.
So... you know, I left it up to her. We had a conversation about it. And like I said, Sophia is not one to... Partying is not a priority on her list. Mm-hmm. It's on her list and she, you know, likes to go out and have fun. And so she's like, she's going to check it out. And if she does, she does. If she doesn't, she's still going to have fun. You know, so I kind of left it up to her.
Yeah. I mean, I know the fear comes from pledging because I was like that too, of like, I'm not a big drinker. And if I join the sorority, like, they're going to make me have to drink. And what's interesting is all the friends I knew that rushed, there would be some sororities that did dry pledging, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So none of their tasks had to do with drinking. And then other ones that they had to do with drinking sometimes and didn't.
Uh-huh.
But the ones that did the full dry actually complained more of they were like giving the most absurd tasks. And one of them actually was, they were given this giant pile of rainbow sprinkles and they had to separate them by color.
Oh boy.
Like, and they couldn't like go to sleep till it was done or something like that. And they were like, as they were sorting them, they were like, yeah, I'd rather just have to chug a beer right now. Like,
oh,
if someone
boy.
Wants to change it or something. Not
that's
that, you
crazy.
Know, making anyone drink is good, but I've heard crazy stuff like that where I was like, yeah, that would make me debate. Like,
I would have never thought of anything like that, let me tell you.
Yeah, but sometimes the girls' stuff can be more brutal. Like some sororities would do, you're not allowed to do your hair or makeup for a week.
Oh,
no
Sophia
where
would
you
love
go.
That.
She would like that?
Oh, Sophia okay. would love that.
I mean, some girls I heard complain very much. I always did sports, so I was like, I was used to not wearing makeup because
yeah,
I'm
Sophia's
like,
Sophia's not a
I gotta
big,
go sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting. But I'm glad she's having a good time.
She is. I'm so
and
happy for her.
You made
her.
It through. It is a busy day, and then all of a sudden, it kind of comes quick.
Exactly.
I have to say, your letters reminded me of when I made my confirmation, there was like a retreat we went on.
Uh-huh.
And I forget where we went, but we like met like some priest or something, and they, you know, talked to us about certain things. And then there was this portion of it that you go off on your own, and your CCD teachers give you this letter that your parents wrote to you. So, rewind, my brother's older than me. He goes on the retreat, and he's a very ADD, doesn't pay attention.
Okay.
So, they go off, and he's given some letter. He thinks, because he's not listening, it's a letter he has to bring home to my parents.
Okay.
So, he goes on his retreat, blah, blah, blah. He comes home, and I'll never forget him walking in the door, and my mom's like, "Did you get our letter?" And my brother's like, "Yeah, here." Hands it to her. And she's like, "You didn't open it?" He's like, "I was supposed to open it."
Oh, boy.
Because I thought I was supposed to give it to you. She's like, "No, we wrote the letter for you." And my dad's standing there. He's like, "Your mom was crying right in that letter. You didn't even read it." He's like, "Well, I don't know." Like, he was all proud. Like, "I remembered to bring it home."
Oh, boy.
And then I go the next year, and I'm standing there. They hand out the letters. I don't have one.
Oh man.
And I was sitting there like, and they're like, oh yeah, we didn't get one from your parents. They didn't turn it in. Oh,
thanks, Mom. And thanks, Dad.
And then I just stood there, I start laughing. They're like, what? I'm like, well, they wrote one for my brother and he didn't listen, so he brought it home. And I remember coming home and I was like, hey, remember that letter you wrote for Mark?
That
and my mom
so
was like,
funny.
Oh my gosh, I'm so, she was like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. I was like, don't worry. I'm like, it's fine.
That is so funny.
Well, that reminded me so much of like, I remember going to the retreat being like, oh, I've heard about this.
Damn, Erica, if that happens at child number two, what happens at child number four? Because I have four.
Yeah, I don't know. You got a gap because there was a gap with Carla, but Carla also was the type. She's the call my mom right in the morning. Like reminding my mom of stuff. So uh-huh. she's like the anxiety one. So she's the one going on the retreat. Like, okay, remember how you forgot Erica's letter? Like you wrote mine,
right?
Oh,
that's so funny.
Like that's who she is.
It's funny how you mentioned the anxiety kid, because out of four kids that I have, even though Sophia checks in with me and does everything without even me asking, she's not my anxiety kid, believe it
yeah.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
My son Marco and Carlo check in with me like 50 times a day.
Really?
Like literally, Carlo's like, I'm going up to my room. Okay, have fun. And I'm not complaining because I love it.
Yeah,
but
cute.
I do have one that could go days without even acknowledging I'm alive.
Yeah, that's me.
So that's we'll see, because he'll be applying to colleges this year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We will see what happens, because we'll see.
Yeah, it's that's something that there's been so many studies. It often literally just depends on your birth order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that my brother, I think it's also personality. My brother was ADD and always lost. So I felt like my job growing up was always like, hey, where's your brother? Go find him.
Uh-huh.
But no one was ever looking for me. Like I was the one that just would show up and they're like, oh, good. Okay, Erica's here. Like I knew where to go.
Yeah. But I also have to say, I mean, and I don't, I hope people don't get offended when I say this. Girls are very different than boys too.
Oh, for sure.
It's just their brains are wired differently. Not saying that boys are bad. I'm just saying our brains are just very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like that book, Women Are From Mars, Men Are From Venus. It's so true.
Oh, yeah.
It's so true. And I'm not saying good or bad about either one. It's just, it's different.
Yeah.
If that
definitely
makes sense.
Yeah. There's like most women have more of a nurturing and caring to them. And you could argue part of that comes from like the toys you get as a young girl. It's like you're playing house with your friends and doing babies and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But yeah, it's like me and my sister weren't the kid that my parents had to be like, do you have any homework? Like,
yeah.
Did you bring this thing home? Like, yeah,
exactly.
Not as much. But.
Yeah. And I don't know what I'm in for because I have three boys now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm scared. Not going to lie. I am scared.
Yeah. It's just so funny when you mentioned Buddy. I'm like, I'm very similar to Buddy with, I guess, my relationship with my mom. So it's just funny to me. Of like,
he'll come in the house after being in school and sports all day, like 7 o'clock at night. And, you know, I'll be in a different room and he'll go in his room. And then I'll be like 2 hours later, I know he came home because I heard the door. So I'll call and be like, oh, hi, how are you? How's your day been? I'm home. Nice to see you. Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom. I had to go in the shower. I get it. But come acknowledge me. Yeah. Hi, Mom. How are you? So, yeah, I mean, listen, four kids, four different personalities.
Uh-huh. It'll be interesting.
Like I said, one's checked off already. Let's see what happens next.
I was going to say, is there any update with him in college, or is he still kind of debating?
He's definitely debating. We had a sit down, my husband and I. Mm. He actually called the sit down.
Wow. Okay. So he'll call a meeting. He'll ignore you, but he'll call
a meeting. Called a meeting. All right. And I was like, oh boy.
That's what he's doing in his room. He's like putting an agenda together.
Yeah. I kind of knew what it was about. And, you know, we made a deal with him that he is going to apply to colleges. And the way I describe it is he's going to walk the walk until he talks the talk.
Okay.
So he's got a year to prove to my husband and I what his game plan is and how he wants to make money.
Okay.
You know, my kids are fortunate in the sense that they could already be making money. We have a big social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
And people love them. They love seeing them. My kids, my boys especially, are great cooks. and they could be putting content out there and start making money, even if it's a little bit of money, it's something.
Right.
It's a start to show me that you're thriving to want to work. You're thriving to want to make money and to make a living for yourself. Mm-hmm. And we said to him that he's got a year to prove to us this, because then it'll be the end of junior year. And if he hasn't proven to us, or if he feels that he doesn't know where to start or begin, he will be going to college. Because it's so easy for a parent to put it on a silver platter for them and start them up and give them, you know, the foundation to start and everything. Mm-hmm. But when something is given to you and not earned, it's not as appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not what life is about. Mm-hmm. So we made this deal with him. He's got a year to come up with a game plan and to prove to us how he wants to make money. And if it doesn't work, then plan B is he will be going to college.
It's not bad.
So
it is also hard because it's like, you know, there's SATs, there's application deadlines, there's all this stuff that it's like, okay, if you decide too late, then it's already like deterred a year.
Exactly.
So I get it exactly where you're coming from of like, okay, well, there's these deadlines coming up. Let's exactly. get together some schools to apply to.
Yeah.
And even with that, I mean, that's a whole job in itself. Like I applied to so many because it was like, okay, what if I apply to 5 and I don't get into 5? You know, like mm-hmm. it almost was like, here's 5 reach schools, here's 5. Yeah. I should definitely get in.
Yeah. I mean, we also gave him the option, you know, culinary school is great too.
Yeah. Either some you type know, of trade school. Yeah.
I totally get like if you want to be involved in the business of some sort, because we have so many different businesses that my husband and I are doing mm-hmm. and that we have. But, you know, for instance, my daughter wants to eventually be in our world. But she's going to college to learn stuff about our world.
Right.
So maybe, you know, business and hospitality is not his thing, but it's my daughter's thing. But maybe culinary is his thing because he loves to cook. Mm-hmm. My daughter doesn't even know where to begin to cook. So we just want him to explore all his options. And listen, don't get me wrong. What the hell does a 16, 17-year-old really know what they want to do with their life?
Or it changes.
It changes, yeah. But you have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if it changes, but you need to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's where we stand.
Yeah, most people that go to college end up changing their majors. Just is
exactly.
what it is.
Exactly.
I went in, and my method actually when I went to school is I went in for like the hardest thing first. Because mm-hmm. I was like, it's easier to switch out of that and not be behind in it if I end up continuing because I thought I wanted to go to dental school. And once I finished all the credits for dental school, I was like, I don't want to do that. And I pivoted and I exactly. still graduated on time, but it was yeah. like, you know what? I was like, I tried it. Not for me. I don't want to do 4 more years of school. And I pivoted and I ended up doing more creative stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, it happens to everybody.
Exactly. And again, I'm a true believer of, I don't care what you do in life. I just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much money you make. It's your happiness because this is the rest of your life.
It really doesn't. And now more than ever, people with their work from home jobs, it's like you were in an office and there's partly like the people you're with and the culture and that like adds to your happiness most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people now working from home, like I've experienced this of like, now you really know exactly what your job is because you're just doing it by yourself.
Yep.
And a lot of people I think are going through that right now of like, is this what I want to do?
Yeah.
Do I want to do something else? Like, I've had, like, a little bit of that crisis moment of, like, okay, I know literally exactly what I do. And there's not this, like, fun coworker next to me that, like, makes it better, mm-hmm, per se. Mm-hmm. So, it's definitely interesting. Everything's changing.
Yeah,
and we have more options now more than ever, so.
Exactly. And what you think your child is could totally not be.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You
know? So, we're just taking it one day at a time. We're very proud of our kids. I have to say, college, no college, I could tell you my kids have a really great work ethic that we've instilled in them their whole life. Mm-hmm. They've worked in the family business for as long as I can remember. So I don't worry about them being hard workers. I just want them to be happy.
Yeah. Well, that's better than most, honestly.
Yeah.
So
just want them to be healthy, happy, and just enjoy life.
Yeah.
It's too short, you know?
Definitely. All right. Well, we have time for one question we're going to get to today. Thank you guys again for emailing in. If you want to send us a question, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So first question, it's called Negative Friend. Hi, Lisa and Erica. I'm heading to New York City soon and I've dealt with weight with my weight most of my adult life. I am down to a size 4, but I have a curvy shape, and although I've managed to stay this size for 3 years, my negative friend who is going on the trip says I'm lying about being a size 4. I want to eat healthy with less carbs and calories while I'm in New York City without her being negative about it. She feels I don't eat enough, but I'm trying to maintain my size, parentheses, which she thinks I'm lying about. I work out, so I don't let the number on the scale bother me because muscle weighs more than fat, and I just want to feel and look good. Help me put my negative friend in check. I've had 2 kids, so that's where putting on the weight originally came from, and I've worked very hard to lose it. Thanks.
Well, that was a lot in that question. And yeah. As you were reading it to me, I was actually saying to myself, anyone that doesn't give their friend positive reinforcement,
mm-hmm.
to me, is not a friend. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when people have to be negative about something, about somebody else, is because they're jealous.
Yep.
Or they're lacking something in their life.
Yeah, insecure.
God bless you. You have children and are a size 4. I think right there, you need an applause.
Yeah. I've never been a size 4 and I don't have kids.
I mean, like, not my shape. If I had my friend and we were going away, I would be like, you look amazing.
Yeah.
You look amazing. You look great. And let's just say she wasn't a size 4 and yeah. she was my best friend. I would never, in the right state of mind, ever say anything to make them feel like crap. I'm sorry.
No. Like I was going to say, it's not like, yeah, size 4 or not, I would still be saying to my friend, like, you look really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
So I don't know. If it was my friend, how do you put her in her place? I would be like, listen, I didn't ask for your opinion. Thank you for giving it to me. But I work really hard to be this size, whether you believe me or not. Not that it's any of your business. I love you to death. You're my friend. How about some positive reinforcement?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what happens in my body. And let me tell you something. I know people that are workout fanatics, eat healthy, but can't lose that last weight or, mm-hmm. you know, it has to do with hormones. Trust me, I've dealt with this my whole life. If your hormones are imbalanced in a woman's body, you could starve yourself to death. You won't be losing any weight.
Yep.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't know what other people's bodies are going through. How about we are positive and not negative and just go with the flow? Who cares what size somebody is, honestly?
Yeah. I mean, this friend to me, it reeks of insecurity. It comes from a place mm-hmm. that they're not happy with how they look, and they, I don't know if they have kids or not or whatnot, but they look at you and it is a jealousy.
It's a jealousy.
And
then.
We all feel jealousy. It's not like it's a
exactly.
emotion
it's
that doesn't
normal
happen.
Yeah. It's a normal thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a normal thing. Oh, what wasn't in this question was, what size is her friend?
Yeah, right.
Like, honestly.
Yeah, or who cares? Yeah, I never ask somebody, like, what size they are.
I would never. No. I would never. And mm-hmm. the only reason why I'm saying is because she has no problem telling her
mm-hmm.
about her size. Well, I'm just curious to know, well, what size are you then?
Yeah, right. It's just, I know, it just sucks. And it's like, we've all dealt with trying to lose weight or feel better about ourselves or tone up, like whatever your thing is that you're trying to do. And it's like, when you really work hard and actually get to whatever your goal is, it feels so good. And then to have someone tear you down is just like it's a shot to the chest, really.
It is a shock to the chest. And let me tell you something, quick example of what happened to me many years ago. I had given birth to Marco, my third child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back in the day, it was after I gave birth to Marco, so Cake Boss wasn't even in existence yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Cake Boss came into existence when Marco was 2 years old. One of the first episodes was his second birthday. And so right after I had Marco, I wasn't really, not that I wasn't paying attention to my body, but I really wasn't. I was raising 3 babies, mm-hmm. so I was a little bit overweight. And I'll never forget, I was cooking one day, and I had an apron on, and someone came up to me, I'm not mentioning names, and said, oh my God, look at your stomach. And I was taken back because I never looked at myself like that. I guess because I was so preoccupied with raising my children.
Yeah.
I call those like the baby raising years, that you're really not paying attention to yourself, but mm-hmm. you're just raising your kids. But it hurt me so bad that I literally went on a huge diet the week after, and I got to the skinniest I ever was. Even when I got married, I was even skinnier than that.
Really?
That's how it affects, like, it affects, people understand, like, stuff like that affects you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I was raised with, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Damn.
Life goes on.
That's brutal. I thought you were, I mean, when you're telling the story, my guess was going to be someone was asking you if you were, like, pregnant again.
No.
Which, I mean, same thing, though. Yeah. It's like, it's not a positive comment.
Basically.
It's just, it's funny that this comes up because literally like a couple days ago, I went to the beach with one of my friends and she just went through like a breakup, and most people in relationships, you put on like just a little bit of weight,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Or with COVID, whatever.
Yep.
So she like started working out with a trainer, like feeling good, all this stuff. And we're on the beach. And of course, you know, social media age, it's like, oh, let's take some photos.
Yeah.
So she was like on the towel. She didn't even know. I took a couple of her cause I was like, oh, she looks really good.
Uh-huh.
Like how she's sitting, like. So I took a couple, you know, and then I showed her, but she didn't like the ones I took. And it's funny because I thought she looked amazing.
Yeah.
So then we took some other ones where she like adjusted her bins a little, whatever. And then she liked those more. But I'm like, I was looking at them like, I think you look better in these ones.
Yeah.
But she was, you know, it's like your eye is always drawn to like your self-conscious area.
Exactly.
That I was like, girl, I wasn't even looking at that part of your body. I thought you just looked great.
Exactly.
But then she, same thing to me. She took some of me and then she showed me and I'm like, oh, I don't like these. She's like, you look gorgeous in these. Like,
uh-huh.
But it was just so funny of like, you know, it's just being a woman of
exactly.
Like, we're both sitting there like feeling self-conscious and insecure about certain parts of ourselves, especially like, you know, in a bathing suit
mm-hmm.
is when you're the most conscious. And it was just so funny that I sat there and I looked at her. I said, it's just hilarious that like, you think I look great in these photos and I think you look good in those photos, but we don't think ourselves
I know.
Look great in these photos.
It's all on how everyone sees each other and perspective of, you know, vice versa.
Yeah. And this person, I'm like, I mean, I've tried this with people of just like, you could just flat out say, you know, that really hurts my feelings when you say that.
Yeah.
Like that really hurt. Like I've worked really hard.
Yeah, well, that's why I said if she's your best friend, then you should be able to speak honestly with her and say, listen, whether you trust me or not about my size, I really work hard to be where I am. And I'd really appreciate positive reinforcement, not negative.
Yeah.
It helps me get through, you know, the day.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm like, enjoy your vacation. You mm-hmm. know, if you got to hang out without her, do that.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Have fun without her.
Go out and flaunt your body.
Yeah. Have
Who
a
cares?
Fun time. But thank you so much for emailing in, and thank you everyone for sending us questions. If you have any more, you can email us at whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye guys. Till next time.
Bye.